So when the Archbishop of Canterbury offered up one of his brightest protégés, Thomas Becket, for the office of Chancellor, Henry listened, looked, and gave him the job. So who exactly was this Becket then? Well, for a start, he was the first commoner of any kind to make a mark on British history. And the possibility that someone like Becket, a merchant's son, with an impoverished Norman knight clanking around somewhere in the family closet, could end up as the king's best friend, said something about the possibility of the great swarming city itself. At the heart of the emerging capital was the great church of St. Paul, and around it, upriver from the grim pile of the Conqueror's Tower, were wharves, thick with ships loaded with wool going out, wine, furs or silks coming in. In this teeming world, Becket's father strutted, owner of one of the grandest houses in Cheapside. The truth is, Becket was a real Londoner, with a natural flair for doing what Londoners like doing most, the getting and spending of money, spectacle, costume. And despite his notoriously delicate gut, Becket also seems to have enjoyed good food and drink. He was street smart and he was book smart. In short, from the get-go, Becket was a big league performer. He was a player.